tree. The elderberry has a beautiful bloom. I reckon it's about this big. It's white and it's very fragile. And it'll stay 2 or 3 days on the bush out in the yard. But if you cut it and bring it in for a cut flower, it won't wither. It won't stay. But and then when the berries come, they're the little tiny red berries. The Indian use that as a dye, the berries. And it will, when you're getting things stained. But Charlie make the best pies, and I knew a one woman that made wine out of them. And she said it was the best wine, but I never tried the wine. I just used it for, hear that bird talking, because we're talking.
Did they ever make anything here out of, like, mentioning that? What would they make, you know, like, non-tax paid alcoholic beverages? Do you ever remember any of that being made in the county?
Mm-hmm.
What would they call it?
It was whiskey, just pure whiskey. Out of grapes. I'll tell you, there's a man live right over here, old man Bunton, that still, doesn't have a son living, he has a grandson living here in Starkville. He made it by the barrels, whiskey, out of grapes.
Out of grapes?
Grapes.
I never heard of whiskey being made out of grapes.
Well, he said it was, the majority said it was wine, but he said it was plain whiskey. But they said it was Mr. Bunton's wine. But the old man that made it said, this is nothing but pure whiskey. They can call it what they want to. All right? They pay, you know, and that's way for your time. But I was in training in 1915.
Yes.
14 and 15. And that was when they had that Pure Drug Act law went into effect. Don't you see? All right? They told him he couldn't make any more. He went out and took his axe and cut down every grapevine he had. And he had underneath that basement just lines of barrels of that whiskey, he said, but they said it was Bunton wine. Now that was right over here, just about 2 miles, right over here, and I've been to their house.
Well, what about the homemade stuff they'd make, Nicole?
Homemade brew?
Yeah.
I don't know if there any. My folks never did drink, except my son did drink himself to death. He went in service, and I don't know whether he started drinking his own or what, but my folks never did drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know much about whiskey, but I hate it with a passion.
They still don't drink here. I mean, you can't drink in the county, can you?
Yeah, it's open. I reckon you can buy it. Why not drink it?
You can't buy beer.
In Stark?
Uh-uh.
Why can't you?
Well,
you can, one of those whiskey places, if they got beer, you know they got beer too, haven't they?
I didn't know that.
Well, I'm pretty sure. We got all kinds of
somebody
whiskey joints.
Here. Somebody told me you can.
Right here at 82, where you make this intersection here from, as you go into town. There's a woman's running that beer joint.
Hmm.
I mean, a whiskey place, not no beer joint, whiskey place.
What is it they raise out in Louisiana? You know, that white kind of, they raise a lot of this in Louisiana or Arkansas.
Sugar cane? Rice?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Rice? Yeah, Arkansas.
What kind of berries do you get here?
Berries?
Yeah.
Well, we have any kind of berry that you plant in Mississippi would grow. Are you familiar with boysenberries? Have you ever heard of boysenberries? B-O-Y-S-E-N. Well, it's blackberries and dewberries and bushberries. They're 3 real berries that grow wild. But this boysenberry, you can grow it bigger than, I have grown it that big, but it takes a lot of work. And then there's what you call a loganberry, and there's about 3 berries that you can grow here if you will.
What about red? You get those red kind of berries?
Raspberries.
Strawberries?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Do y'all grow strawberries in Georgia? Louisiana's where they're growing.
And then that vine that makes you break out?
Ivy, poison oak,
uh-huh.
Poison ivy.